In the book of Mark, chapter 8, and verse 31, reads like this, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." In the history of the world, only one tomb has ever had a rock rolled before it, and a soldier set to watch it to prevent the dead man within from rising. That was the tomb of Christ on the evening of the Friday called Good. What could be more ridiculous than armed soldiers keeping their eye on a corpse? But the guards were set, lest the dead walk and the silent speak. They said he was dead. They knew he was dead. They said he would not rise again, and yet they watched. They openly called him a deceiver. But would he still deceive? Would he, who deceived them into believing that they had won the battle, would he himself win the war for life and truth and love? They remembered that he called his body the temple, and that in 3 days after they destroyed it, he would raise it up again. They recalled, too, that he compared himself to Jonah and said that as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days. Early Saturday morning, the chief priests and the Pharisees broke the Sabbath and went in to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver, while he was yet alive, said that I am to rise again after 3 days. Give orders that his tomb shall be guarded securely until the third day, lest his disciples come and steal him away, and they should say to the people, 'He is risen from the dead.'" This last deceit will be more dangerous than the first. The request for a guard until the third day had more reference to our Lord's words about his resurrection than did the fear of the apostles stealing a corpse and propping it up like a living thing. Pilate said to them, "You have your guards. Go your way." So the king lay in state with his guards about him. The most astounding fact about this spectacle of guards over the dead was that the enemies of Christ expected the resurrection, but his followers did not. It was the believers who was the skeptics. It was those who followed him and loved him that needed and demanded proof before they would be convinced. But yet, the unbelievers believed that he was going to raise from the dead. His followers had no excuse. Jesus had told them many times that he would be slain and that he would raise again the third day. Listen to the book of John, chapter 2, and verse 19. Jesus said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And in Matthew, chapter 17, Jesus said unto them, "The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again." And then again in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18 and 19, Jesus said, "We're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again." And then again in Luke chapter 9 and verse 22, Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and be slain and be raised the third day." His disciples had no excuse for their doubting. Jesus had taught them about him being raised the third day many times. And Mark tells us that he spoke these things openly to his disciples. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.